it feels so good to take care of myself. And I think that so oftentimes we're just taking care of everyone else, and everyone else has such high expectations of us. And so for you to set that boundary, say no, like require, like make a new non-negotiable, that there's time for you to have your morning routine or an afternoon bath if that's what you crave, or the flexibility to move your schedule around.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What is up, dear ones, divine living queens? Hello, how are you today? It is such an honor and pleasure to be with you on another glorious episode of conversations that women like us need and deserve to have. And today's comes from a subject that may surprise you, because I almost never, ever, 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 ever have this feeling, which is why I almost never, ever, ever talk about this topic. And I noticed today I'm feeling tired. Like it's just tired, like empty, in not depressed, not anxious, not just like depleted. And probably very much like you, I have been giving a lot recently. I've been in amazing but full-blown challenges of like hosting thousands of women and pouring my energy into that content. I've been creating new content coming up, which I'm really excited to be revealing soon. I've been recording podcast episodes, taking care of my body, like just, you know, and for those of you mothers, like I'm sure you're like, and you don't even have kids, and you're right. And I was just noticing like, wow, I'm feeling tired. And there's a lot on my plate and there was a lot on my calendar. And I was like ready to go power through. I was ready to go like, Gina, just go and get it done. And then I stopped and I took a glass of water and I went and sat outside in the sunshine without my phone. And I just like closed my eyes. And you know, that kind of like stinging feeling that sort of feels good when your eyes are really heavy. I just closed my eyes and I just started being, like being in the sunshine and being with my feelings and just noticing like, I'm tired, I'm depleted. And I decided that I was going to take great care of myself. I decided that I wasn't going to push through. And I looked at my calendar and I was like, what absolutely had to be done that day? This podcast is one of them, which is why I am practicing what I preach so often, is use where you're at. If you don't know what to write about in social media, if you don't know what to put in your newsletter, what subject line or what to talk about in your podcast, like use where you're at. And I thought, you know, so I looked at my, and there were a number of other podcasts actually that I was scheduled to record. And I looked to see, like, did they have to be done today? And they did not. So I got on the Voxer with my team and we got those moved around. And I looked at a bunch of emails and other stuff that I like was slated to get done today. And I'm choosing to not, because I'm choosing to prioritize my well-being and I'm choosing to take really good care of myself. And I've noticed that, and there's a reason why I feel the way that I do always, right? I've been really wound up in like a great way about some of the exciting things happening, but I haven't been sleeping as well. And I also have, and when I get excited, I don't always stay on track with all my nutritional supplements. And I'm realizing like, oh, you know, those adrenal supplements that you normally take, Gina, which is why you normally have like all kinds of endless energy. Yeah, like time to recommit to that and get back to that. And after I record this, I'm just going to go and take a bubble bath and just sit in some warm water without my phone nearby and just feel my body start to rejuvenate. And I noticed that, like, one of the things that we women, at least I'll speak for myself here, I crave and desire is just more space and time to be. Sometimes I'll notice that my calendar is filled up with all these meetings and all these decisions that need made, and I haven't had time to be pregnant with the vision of something, or to be in the brainstorm, or to be in the creative process, and to just have that space to think. So I've been training my team more and more that, like, okay, if you want these decisions out of me and these actions to take place and the pre-plan, because they're so great at that, that's great. And I want us to start scheduling time for being in, for me to be in the brainstorm and the creativity of it. And I think that's what so many women are craving right now. I was talking to a friend of mine, Allison J. Prince, you may know her, and she said she bought a gardening kit recently, and she was like out, like working with her hands in the garden. And it just felt so good to not be behind the computer. And, you know, look, I don't want to disrupt anyone's workflow and habits. I think there's so much awesome momentum that comes from dialing in your systems and your routines, and you keep going and you get traction and all of the good things that come from that. And you just kind of know what season in your life you're in and when you just need to take pieces of time for yourself, clear something off your calendar, off your plate. Move it around so that there is more space for you to just be, to just think. And just acknowledging this, like, I'm already noticing how much energy is coming into my body. I'm already noticing that when I didn't have the pressure of those two extra podcasts, I'm like, okay, I got this. When I know that there's a bubble bath in my imminent future, you know, it's like, ooh, I could already, like, feel the muscles relaxing. And for me, even though there was, like, enough time in the day on a logical level to do all these other things, there wasn't enough space for me to feel good in the process. And so I'm just noticing, like, how much lighter I feel and how proud I am that I'm not behaving like this workaholic and just working all the time and just, like, pushing, but really prioritizing feminine principles, prioritizing the feminine ways of doing life and business. And not only do I not have any worry that it's all going to get done, you know, I went and looked at the podcast schedule and it's like, it's going to get slated. It's already recalendared. It's totally fine. And it feels so good to take care of myself. And I think that so oftentimes we're just taking care of everyone else, and everyone else has such high expectations of us. And so for you to set that boundary, say no, like require, like make a new non-negotiable, that there's time for you to have your morning routine or an afternoon bath if that's what you crave, or the flexibility to move your schedule around. And again, this is few and far between. I do think that habits and routines are very helpful and very supportive most of the time. And, you know, you want to not get too rigid about it all. And I know that also I'm going to save a little time for meditation and just let myself connect with spirit and let myself be guided. Because part of what was draining me was just some physical exhaustion. The other part that was draining me is my brain on constant nonstop. Okay, and what about this? And what are those numbers? And what are these conversion rates doing? And, you know, what's that production schedule happening? And all the on and on and on and on. And when I forget that the universe has my back, when I forget that spirit will guide me and support me, when I forget that I could have prayed and asked for a miracle, then I get bogged down with a heaviness that I'm in charge and I have to make it all happen and I have to do everything and I have to figure it all out. And that stuff just gets heavy. So actually, you know what? Rather than doing a meditation later, why don't we just do it together today and let ourselves be infused with loving, sweet energy and guidance, reminding us that not only is it okay to be and not do all the time, but that we really don't have to be completely in charge of all of those like all-consuming thoughts that are on autopilot all the time, all the time, all the time. And instead, in this moment, we get to align with spirit. So let's do exactly that. Sitting in a quiet and undistracted place. Just want you to take this moment for yourself to be in full gratitude for you. Just, I want you to think about everything you have accomplished in the last week. I know it's a little bit foreign because most of us are just thinking about what we haven't accomplished yet and what we have yet to do. But let's reverse this. Let's take a look at everything you have accomplished this week. Ways in which you have taken action and put in effort. Ways in which you have put in a lot of love. Ways in which you've gotten out of your comfort zone, tried something new, taken a risk. Just take a look at all of what you have done and accomplished in the past week and receive that. Acknowledge yourself. You have done so much. You have contributed so much good in the world, so much positivity. You are such a brilliant light to everyone who has been in contact with you online and off for the entire last week. Now, just basking in the sweetness of this moment. Not needing to be here, be anywhere else but here. I'm just like, when's the last time you took a beat? When's the last time you just took time for you to do nothing, accomplish nothing, not even be in conversation with anyone who you might live with or have to entertain anyone or just be aware of your own thoughts, feelings, having the space to be reminded of what your dreams even are. I always find it amazing of how much like I have to like be reminded of like, oh yeah, that's what I'm excited about. That's what I'm going for because the natter and the busyness and all the doing, it like fills up the space for you. It almost like shoves your dreams out of the way. And let's just bring back an awareness of one of your dreams. One of your dreams that you're holding dear. Just in full faith of the complete manifestation of that dream. Maybe not even being attached to a particular date or deadline for it. Just noticing how a dream that lived within your heart, that you're acknowledging, that's important to you, that it's for you. Notice how much energy comes into your body just visualizing this dream and feeling it as already done. Now let's do something else a queen does for herself. Where in your life do you desire some more support? Where's something that you maybe don't particularly like doing and there's some sort of, I don't know, mess or task or something that's just, you're doing it or you're avoiding it. What if you got support with it? Maybe it's something around the house. Like, are you not even realizing how drained you are with constantly picking up things and organizing and laundry and dishes and just all the household stuff? Maybe having someone come in a few hours a week just to take that off your plate. Can you dream that big? Can you give yourself permission to be supported in that way at home? Maybe there's a bunch of clothes in your closet you've been meaning to clear out, and it's just like you keep avoiding it or finding something else to do. What if you had a personal assistant, even if it was just for like an afternoon or a day, come in and help you organize and declutter your home? Get the kitchen reorganized. Get rid of stuff in your closet that you're never gonna wear again. Or maybe you've been putting off some sort of self-care treatment. Maybe it's a private yoga class, a massage, a haircut, a facial. Is it time to do those roots? Pastime? Like, what beauty or self-care desires do you have that would just really feel nourishing to those tight muscles of yours? Yes, that support, that level of investment in yourself or prioritizing of you. Yes, queen. Yes. And then we can think about what's going on at work. Like, are you working in a way that is really purposeful to you? Or are you doing things because that's what you think you should do to make money, or what you're used to doing that makes you money, or something you've seen other people do that makes money? What's going on at work that you would just love to get that off your plate? Let's take a look at that. And maybe it's just even hiring the support of a few hours a week, or delegating to maybe an already existing team member. Or maybe it's hiring a contractor that's just so doable. And you might be like, oh, it's just faster for me to do it, or it's just easier for me to do it. It might be faster. You might think it's easier. But remember that like feeling of depleted or exhaustion or just tiredness? You know, we only have a certain amount of time, but we also only have a certain amount of attention. And if you didn't even have to think about that particular area, if you could relinquish control, how would that give you even more of an experience of divine living? We do so much for divine working, which is amazing. And we're so fortunate because so many people are constantly going to jobs that they don't like and that they hate. And for those of us that have rewarding, fulfilling careers, like, we're so blessed, so blessed. And yet the question becomes, how good are you willing to let life get? How good are you willing to let life get? How much are you willing to delegate or hire or get off your plate so that there's more time and space for you to just be? Be with your own thoughts. Be with your own awareness. Be with your own ideas and dreams so that you can really get to this next level. That's what the world is craving from us right now. So I've got an idea. How about we both think more highly of ourselves and for ourselves? How about we become the women who don't think that they need to work all the time, and that we don't need to be the ones who do everything? What if we elevated ourselves to freeing up an additional 5 hours a week? I don't know how I'm going to do this either, by the way. This is really coming to me. I bet we can find ways to work smarter, not harder, so that we've got an extra 5 hours a week, whether you want to split that up to be an hour a day for yourself or take a half a day, one day a week, to really prioritize you, your dreams, and just being as a feminine woman. Ooh, that sounds spicy and exciting to me. It's like, you know, I can already start to think about the ways that I've just gone through status quo and elevating and going to the next level. Like what I'm doing right now at one point was the next level. But now what is even the next level? Particularly given the awakening opportunities that 2020 has provided. Is it training my team to make decisions so that there's certain decisions that I will no longer need to make? And I too am going to be looking at what support or help do I desire to bring into the home so that things are more efficient or functioning better, and that I really am safeguarding this time to just be alone with my thoughts, to have more time to be with my dreams. This is already feeling soft and powerful, and I can feel some juice coming back. I think that anytime we create, at least it's how I feel, that anytime I can create something new, something fresh, something up-leveled, there's an excitement and an enthusiasm there for me, and that gives me energy, and it feels like growth because it is. I also believe it's the realm of the new feminine leadership too, that women really can get. Like, we are such a fortunate generation that we can find so many ways to work smarter, not harder. And with the gifts that we've been given, from mindset pieces to technology to access to the internet to the understanding of wealth consciousness to just all of the resources that we literally have access to from our living rooms in our pajamas, let's use them. Let's use them even more and even better and get ourselves into a much more elevated state of divine living. So it's not always about divine working, if it is even that. Ah, are you feeling as great as I am? I'm excited. You know, there's a new cookbook that I bought, and I'm just going to go take some time to flip through that cookbook and just enjoy the pictures and enjoy the just gorgeous recipes. I'll give it a plug. It's Old World Italian by Mimi Thoreson, and her work is just so beautiful. And it's kind of this juicy escape to Italy for me. And after that, I'm going to take my bubble bath. And yes, I can feel myself feeling a little more energized, but a lot more prioritized. And that's something that I know we all can get in even more of a habit of, is prioritizing ourselves. Because when we do that, we're going to be healthier, we're going to be happier, we're going to be more energetic and able to be even more generous, contribute even more. And I also know for you mothers out there, for your children to watch you say no, set a boundary, say this is mommy's meditation time or this is mommy's alone time, you're modeling to the next generation that this is how women do their best work. This is how women live their best lives. And it all has this beautiful foundation in just being. So I want you to go take really great care of yourself. I want you to do it with so much love, intuition, and attention. And I'm pretty sure we can safely say No adrenal blowout for us. This is where women like us stay juicy, stay vibrant, and stay the feminine leaders that we're meant to be. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I'm really, really curious. What are you going to be doing for yourself to create that extra 5 hours a week? Take a screenshot of this episode and let me know. Tag me on Instagram and let me know what you are going to do to create the extra 5 hours a week so that you can be even more. And if you want some support with that, you can get my book. You can go to divineliving.com/book and pick up my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. It'll be a great read during that bubble bath. Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.